have to go on record, a quorum of the committee is present, consisting of Senator Paul Fisher, Republican, and Kima Minister of South Anchorage. Alfred, Republican, and myself.
For the time being. No, you are, but for the time being, how do you find this your first company?
The bill before us is the CSHB 347 licensing naturopaths, and we've taken testimony on it before. There are documents in your file, a series of memorandum opinions from the Attorney General's office concerning natural occupational licensing. Reports that are based the cease and desist order on the definition of naturopathies in the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, according to the U.S. Department of Labor Dictionary of Occupational Titles. There's a revised position paper in the Department of Health and Social Services, and a staff comparison of licensing laws in the six states which license naturopathic exists. Dr. Jasper, who is one of the advocates of the field, indicated the position of the naturopaths currently to be, take this to mean that they would support prohibition of prescription drugs except vitamins, minerals, and herbal remedies. They would support the elimination of the proposed board and simply provide registration within the divisions of occupational licensing. They do wish to have minor surgery listed in the scope of practice. Four of the six states which naturopaths allow the drawing of blood for testing and diagnosis. Arizona has a definition of minor surgery, to wit, the repair and care of incidental and superficial lacerations and abrasions, benign superficial lesions, and the removal of foreign bodies located in superficial structures, and the use of standard clinical procedures in connection therewith. The naturopaths would settle for language authorizing them the repair and care of superficial lacerations. They do wish to be able to order x-rays for diagnostic purposes, and as I understand it, it is not a question of the naturopath, and at least Dr. Jasper indicated this to me, wishing to acquire x-ray machinery in their own practices and operating x-ray machinery themselves. What they have had without licensing is the right to call on a radiologist to perform x-rays at their request. Their concern, as I recall, is that if they do not have some reference to x-rays, a radiologist would not be able to do an x-ray on request of a naturopath. It's a referral problem, as he explained to me. They would like to be able to call themselves naturopathic physicians, but are willing to give that up. And there is a fiscal note from occupational licensing, but we note that the House did not allow them to pass the bill with zero fiscal. Does anyone wish to be heard on this bill again?
I'm here from the Department of Health and Social Services and prepared to answer any questions that you might have. Our current position paper does not address these issues that you've just mentioned in terms of the add-on of minor surgery and diagnostic x-rays and prescription drugs, albeit limited to vitamins.
I have your position paper of May 17, 1984.
Yes.
From the position paper, I can't discern if does the department support or oppose this bill or any version of it.
Okay, just for the record, I'm Dr. Spence from the Department of Health and Social Services. As you know, Dr. Rabeau has offered most of the testimony on this bill, but I've been called since his death to represent the department's position. Basically, our position is officially neutral. The overall notion of a licensing statute to define the practice of naturopathy is one where we see some public benefit arising out of a licensing statute, but we don't see a great compelling need to go forward in this area. So our position is officially neutral. I would, however, have some opinions on the requests that you just mentioned in terms of naturopaths asking for things to be added into their scope of practice beyond what's defined in the Finance Committee substitute for 347.
Other questions? Nancy, the bill format that we will be working from is CSHB 347. Go to the sections that I think that were concerned for state of health. There was the issue of the internship. When the graduate completes a one-year internship supervised by a naturopath, and the possibility was raised that an intern could be working under somebody pass himself or herself a temporary permit. And so by striking out the language or temporary permit on lines 20 to 29, page 3, we would overcome that particular problem. Is that right? And then, if I recall Dr. Jasper's testimony correctly about the use of X-ray equipment, I said, his concern was more to the effect that the prohibition about using X-ray equipment radiation for diagnosis and therapy could prevent a referral to a medical doctor, a radiologist. Doctor, would there be any circumstance with that language where a radiologist would not or could not ethically perform an X-ray on the request of a naturopath?
I suspect it's more a matter of individual judgment at the present time, individual judgment on the part of the radiologist at the present time, and it would continue in that same realm of independent judgment if this bill were passed with this kind of language, because the scope of practice as defined by this bill clearly excludes the use of X-ray equipment. It doesn't exclude requesting an X-ray and helping the patient understand what the radiologist's report is. So if it's going on now, it seems to me you could argue that it could go on in the future. I see the naturopath's point, though, that if it's not clearly spelled out in the scope of practice and this bill were to pass, they might lose some of their entree that they've worked out on an individual basis with radiologists at the present time. I suppose if the bill were passed, language could be added in that they could, it's within their scope of practice to recommend that an X-ray be taken. I guess the concern that I would have as a physician would be that the clinical judgment as to whether an X-ray is necessary, while on an individual one-time X-ray, it's not a big deal in terms of the risk of that irradiation, the cumulative effect of many X-rays can obviously, have a deleterious effect. And the radiologist, in looking at an individual request, wouldn't have the clinical chart on that individual, would not have any oversight as to the wisdom of requesting that x-ray. So I think it is a real issue, and one that would continue to be individual judgment with the present language.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that, or my experience is that chiropractors use x-rays. I assume they're trained in the use of x-rays. If chiropractors can use x-rays, what would be the reason for naturopaths not to use x-rays?
First of all, chiropractors are regulated by a licensing board, and there is a defined educational course for chiropractors, is that correct? So I'm not terribly familiar with the field of chiropractic.
I recall, because I was here at the time, that that in itself is very controversial in the legislature. I did it. I think over time, chiropractors in the last 10 years have been better and better trained. But I remember a tremendous fight about that in 6 months.
But it's accepted now.
I think the key thing here, Senator Fisher, is the fact that you've got to have an integration of the training, the practical experience, and then the practice to be able to safely use x-rays. And while I have not studied in depth what the scope of naturopathic training is, my overall understanding is that they do not have the extensive training in use or interpretation of x-rays, and I think you've got to have an integrated package to have the use or even the ordering of x-rays to be a safe and really indicated procedure.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on that, could not that be part of the required training and examination? Couldn't that be part of the training requirement and the examination that occurs?
Yes, it certainly could be written in. All the bill talks about is graduation from a school of naturopathy, whatever that brings with it.
And demonstrations or other practical tests as the department may require. I'm reading on page 3, lines 8 and 9, the exact examination.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it could be built into the examination. Yeah. And certainly if the prohibition on the use of x-rays stays, but you were to allow language that they could recommend an x-ray or request an x-ray examination by a radiologist, that examination would then need to deal with the indications for ordering x-rays. But that certainly could be done.
Senator Hauser has another alternative, which is simply to deal with the cease and desist by enacting a committee secretary that would say that until June 30, 1985, a person who has received a degree from a recognized school of naturopathy requiring a 4-year course of study may practice the person's profession, so long as practice does not include the use of prescription of drugs or x-ray equipment in the form of surgery, other than for repair, superficial abrasions, or lacerations, which would allow Mike to go forward without administrative orders until the next session of next week. You could look at this question. What would be your reaction to that?
I certainly could go along with letting Mike go forward pretty much as status quo,
with the exception of the minor surgery. I think to specify in a state statute that a naturopath has the legitimate scope of practice of doing minor surgery for, what was the language, superficial grade cuts?
Superficial abrasions or laceration.
Superficial.
See, here's what it was put to me by Dr. Gatsby, the situation where a naturopath is involved in natural childbirth. Upon the delivery of the infant, some suturing must be done. You're smiling.
Well, are we talking about a hypothetical case here, or?
Well, he's indicated to me that, strictly speaking, the way this is done, the doctor, the naturopath, must rush the mother to the care of a physician in order to complete that procedure. Whereas, if they were allowed to do minor repair of lacerations or abrasions, it could be more helpful to treat the mother right there through the natural.
Mr. Chairman, I would very much disagree with the train of logic that's been presented to you in that.
See, if we put this off to next year, I'm an expectant father, and I will have more firsthand information.
Okay, well,
if I'm elected, I mean.
What you should be alert to as your family undergoes this childbirth experience is the fact that a minor, quote-unquote, minor laceration in the process of childbirth will heal naturally without suturing, without repair. If that laceration is major, it really should be evaluated by someone trained in obstetrics, and I would suggest a licensed physician. So I think it's a bit of a straw man to insist on having the right to suture up the laceration, because if it truly is a minor laceration, it'll heal without problems. If it's somehow over that line of a minor laceration, it really needs to be evaluated by somebody that's trained in how this should be repaired, watch for other potential complications that might coexist with a minor laceration.
Thank you. Other questions? Nancy, what other issues are there? As I said, the desire here is to be able to use vitamins, minerals, and herbal remedies. But I was told that some herbal remedies are actually in the form of prescription drugs.
We're looking for leadership from our chairman.
I understand. That was
I like your approach.
Let's go back to this. The problem, Senator Halford, is that there is a controversy which the doctor explained about the matter of performance of surgery other than for repair of superficial abrasions and lacerations, and apparently only one state is doing that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The
question was childbirth. Well, we just had that discussion. Okay. So the doctor doesn't think it's a good idea. On the grounds.
They don't think it's a good idea for anybody to have a baby or other than that.
No. The ground was that truly minor, quote, lacerations will be spontaneously healed. The more serious ones that would not be spontaneous need the physician's care or sometimes accompanied by other complications.
If I may offer just a bit of an expansion, you know, one of the things that a naturopath is probably faced with is the question of performing an incision called an episiotomy to ease the process of childbirth. And it's a standard obstetrical practice by trained midwives and by physicians. That kind of incision clearly requires suturing to get proper healing. Now, the question of the episiotomy, I don't know if that's being raised by the naturopath who sees this need to suture.
What is an episiotomy?
It's an intentional cut, that is, a snip with a pair of scissors in order to enlarge the birth canal and make the birth process easier. It's not essential, but it's a common practice.
And if it's not done, it's a lot harder to tear.
That's correct. If you end up with a tear, that is a more difficult repair than an elective cut followed by stitching. So I think you need to be aware, is the naturopath asking for license, if you will, or permission from the state to make that incision and then suture it?
Well, your objection does not go to that.
Yes, it does.
You object to the naturopath
making an incision. Yes,
sir. Why would you object to that if the natural tearing is more dangerous, and if this is not a question that we were talking about before of the spontaneous?
Natural, okay. What the bill in front of you speaks to natural childbirth. And
natural childbirth would not involve that.
Would not involve cutting, no.
Well, wait, it does involve a spinal block or all kinds of other things. It does generally involve the gut.
Natural childbirth is the kind of thing that women have practiced from time immemorial, and it does not include taking a pair of surgical scissors and snipping the birth canal.
Well, but let's not deal with the semantics of what natural childbirth is. Is there, I guess what I'm interested in, Dr. Please, is there a, assuming that some women will go to a naturopath by choice, and assuming that they ought to have that choice, are they better off from the health point of view, if this elective cut can be made by the naturopath, or are they better off if they made that choice, having to go through the tearing process without it being made as an elective cut?
Okay. What's the answer? My opinion, and I must make it clear that I don't have the only opinion or only answer on this, but my opinion is a woman who's going to a naturopath would be better off not having that person make an incision or a cut.
What?
Because of the degree of training that's required to know how deep to cut and where to cut. I'm saying the art of doing and science of doing an episiotomy is not a part of the training of natural childbirth attendants. It's more a part of the practice of a trained obstetrical or nurse midwifery practice.
So you're saying that here are these people who say we're natural, natural healing processes and the naturopath and even herbs and all that kind of thing. And that's our training and that's our principle of care. And now we come into that training and say, please give us the right to do surgery, is what it amounts to, which is inconsistent with the philosophy. It would be like a Christian Scientist practitioner coming in and saying, now I'm a Christian Science practitioner, I don't use drugs.
And this boil is just about to rupture, and I'm just going to take a little knife and poke it so the pus can get out easier. That's correct.
That's sort of follow-up. From looking at this from a different direction. If a nurse midwife is working in a delivery, and what is it,
episiotomy,
appears required, with a nurse midwife, call in a physician, or would a nurse midwife do the cutting?
Nurse midwife would do the cutting.
Okay. We don't have provision for licensing midwives, non-nurse midwives, lay midwives.
Oh, lay midwives, you do not. That's correct.
Okay. Lay midwives.
Nurse midwife.
Right. Okay, I'm taking the next step. And lay midwife. A lay midwife is assisting with the delivery, and she sees the need. Would she do any cutting, or would she call in the physician?
It depends entirely on the relationship that that lay midwife has with a physician. By and large, my bet is that the lay midwives go ahead and do the cutting.
And the suturing after.
And if you ask me for a definition, is that the practice of medicine or obstetrics, I would say yes, it is. And if you want to extend it.
We should license these people and make sure they know what they're doing. Okay.
isn't another one of the problems that a nurse midwife has to work with a doctor, and if the doctor works with a nurse midwife on home childbirth, the medical professional gives that doctor a very rough time in dealing with that. I mean, it's not just the practice of a nurse midwife or the practice of a naturopath, but it's the practice of childbirth outside of a hospital or medical facility that seems to be the thing that a lot of people seem to want, and that's the thing that there seems to be a lot of resistance to in the medical community. Regardless of who the person is, you can't get a doctor to attend a home delivery, and if you did, I think you'd be in trouble with the medical board.
I'm not sure that's true.
No, it's not true everywhere, and you know, it's
friend
different.
In New York State who's a licensed obstetrician pioneer.
In this state it is very community to community. There are communities where licensed physicians will go and do home deliveries. They will back up a nurse midwife.
What about
Anchorage
or Fairbanks or Portland?
Well, you've identified three urban areas, and I'm not aware of that going on in any of those urban areas, but there are other cities in Alaska where it does go like that.
If to deliver a child?
Tell me again, what is the present administrative problem of a cease and desist order? Who does it apply to and what that naturopath do? You know?
I'm not personally familiar with
you. Occupational, you can tell us about that. What are you doing right now? What are you doing for what?
And what?
Yes. Could you come forward and tell us about that?
For the record, my name is Jenny Strickland. I'm with Management Analyst for Occupational Licensing Department of Commerce. In answer to your question, I don't know all the details about the cease and desist order against Dr. Pettijohn, except that the opinion we got from the AG's office is that the reason for that is that he was drawing blood, which they considered to be in violation of the Medical Practice Act.
What is this? Do you know what the stage of the proceeding is? The order's been issued and he's appealed?
Mr. Chairman, right now we're expecting that to go to a hearing as early as next week.
Okay. Who was that hearing before?
I don't know who the hearing officer was, but there is one assigned.
By the Commerce Department?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, is that cease and desist order that's under consideration applicable to his general practice or to only the issue of drawing blood?
Senator, I really don't know what all the issues are. I believe it is outlined in the cease and desist order.
I have a cease and desist order. Well, it says, count one, you diagnose the ailment of Mrs. Cheryl Jones. These acts constitute the practice of medicine without a license, which is defined in part as 4B, et cetera, to diagnose any human ailments.
It's present problem.
And count two has to do with treating Charles Young. Count three, diagnosing Drew Holt. Count four, treating
bursitis.
Doesn't say how. Diagnose the pregnancy. I've done that.
You've done more than that.
The seventh month.
Pardon? But there was other consideration. count six, you administered to the pregnancy of Ms. Teresa Keklak Sandoni. And then count seven, you assisted the natural delivery.
This is full, the whole practice.
This seems to say, if the order is correct, that he ought to go work somewhere else. I mean, that's what if this order were upheld in the courts, it would destroy the work of a naturopath.
This is total. Rick shakes his head. Why not?
Pardon me?
Yeah. practicing medicine. They practice when he's trained, then they won't be able
to train them. But how do you practice? How do you practice medicine if you don't diagnose any ailments?
Well,
if you don't treat any ailments?
Ms. Chairman, have we defined assisting in natural childbirth to be the practice of medicine? Because if so, every lay midwife is practicing medicine illegally.
I don't think there's a definition in the Medical Practice Act that defines...
Well, but that's charged here over and over again, one child after another.
Mr. Urey, let me ask you this. From the point of view of the Medical Society, if you can give that to me, what do you consider the proper practice of naturopathy that is not the practice of medicine? What after this order is entered, if it is, what could Dr. Pettyjohn do in the minds of medical doctors?
He could have a health food store and sell vitamins.
Is that what they learn in graduate?
Now, drug is here. If you take the state of Washington, if you look at the spreadsheet you got here, I mean, it's pretty clear what they're allowed to do in other states. There's only six states in the union that license you,
right?
Including the two states that for which the schools are in. They don't use drugs. They don't use x-ray. They don't use surgery. Washington, we practice under the supervision of a licensed midwife or job nurse. And obviously they don't have a problem there. That's where the schools are. Those states certainly know what their training is. These are where the schools are, where their greatest lobbying effort must be put forth.
Is in which state? Oregon and which state?
Oregon and Washington.
And Washington.
They don't have any problems with this.
And none of them allow x-ray. None of them.
And all but one allow childbirth. No, two don't allow. Three do not allow.
Well,
I go.
What do you mean in Nevada it says? Well, they can't work at all with Nevada unless they're under the supervision of an MD. So they are asking here for really broader authority than they have anywhere else in the country. Is that correct?
Well, maybe we should follow Hawaii's example.
Well, that's what
we're almost there without a law. We're almost there without a law.
Well,
if we followed Oregon's example, then I recognize that's where their center of learning is. But apparently many of the graduates of Oregon come here, or some come here. We would not give them the x-rays, we would not give them drugs except antiseptic or anesthetic drugs. Minor surgery is defined in the statute, we take a look at that. And do you have that? Okay, and that minor surgery means the use of electrical or other methods for the surgical repair and care incident thereto of superficial lacerations and abrasions, benign superficial lesions, and removal of foreign bodies located in the superficial structures, and the use of antiseptics and local anesthetics in connection therewith. That's too broad, Doctor.
I think it is.
Let me ask you this. Why, if we have a, I guess this is directed to you. If we have a problem of legality here, and let's assume that properly looked at under the law, the only thing that a naturopath ought to be doing is having his health food stored and getting out vitamins. Why have we allowed a group of people to come here, set up practices, develop patients, hold themselves out as naturopaths, and only now are we beginning to start moving on this? I mean, we've created a situation where people in the kind of reliance on a non-enforcement atmosphere have gone into this profession. Is that reasonable, or should we not have somehow gotten to it earlier?
Mr. Chairman, I think the problem here is that it's just with three practitioners currently in the state, it's just now beginning to surface, and then we ran into problems with, like, what's explained in the cease and desist order against Dr. Pettijohn. Since there's only three practitioners in the state, we've stumbled across that, and that's has surfaced to what you see in the cease and desist order that was issued to Dr. Pettijohn.
Have you had any reports of any injuries? For example, in the case cited in the cease and desist order, did the results negatively affect Ms. Jones or Drew Holt or Teresa? I mean, is that what brought this to light? Did somebody got sick?
Apparently, Mr. Chairman, there was a complaint filed. I don't know the details of the investigation that took place.
There was a complaint filed?
Yes.
Let's see, tomorrow's Saturday. Do you mind getting back to me tomorrow with details of what that complaint was and what the condition of the patient was? What actually happened, so we know what's going on there in the real world.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chairman. What I can do is also bring in Dick Long, who's the chief investigator, who's real familiar with all the proceedings and what happened with this.
Okay. It's only because of the holiday weekend I'm asking you to do this tomorrow, and I will summon my colleague quickly and try to address this if you give us any information, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll close the hearing.